knowing that doubt, disbelief, and misinformation would immediately follow the prophet as he recounted the first vision. The Lord brought forth the Book of Mormon, another testament of our Lord Jesus Christ. This ancient volume of Holy Scriptures is a sacred companion to the Bible, containing the fullness of the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. It also provides convincing evidence to the world that Joseph Smith is truly a prophet of God. The Doctrine and Covenants contains the following description about the coming forth of the Book of Mormon. God gave unto Joseph Smith commandments, which inspired him, and gave him power from on high, by means which were before prepared, to translate the Book of Mormon, which contains a record of a fallen people, and of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles and to the Jews also, which was also given by inspiration, and is confirmed to others by the ministering of angels, and is declared unto the world by them, proving to the world that the Holy Scriptures are true, and that God does inspire men and call them to His holy work in this age and generation, as well as in generations of old. The translation of the Book of Mormon is a miracle in itself and gives further proof to the book's divine origin. When Oliver Cowdery arrived in Harmony, Pennsylvania on April 5th of 1829 to serve as the prophet's scribe, only a few pages had been translated. That evening, Joseph and Oliver sat down together and discussed the prophet's experiences long into the night. 2 days later, on April 7th, they commenced the translation work of the Book of Mormon. Over the next 3 months, Joseph translated at an amazing rate, approximately 500 pages, printed pages, in about 60 working days. Oliver wrote of this remarkable experience. These were days never to be forgotten. To sit under the sound of a voice dictated by the inspiration of heaven awakened the utmost gratitude of this bosom. Day after day, I continued uninterrupted to write from his mouth as he translated with the Urim Thummim the history, our record, called the Book of Mormon.